What about communities where the coal industry is still chugging along and people are dependent on those dwindling jobs? That's 38-year-old Dave Hathaway's story. After being unemployed for a year, Dave is working at a new coal mine, the Cumberland Mine, in Greene County, Pennsylvania. He didn't want to go back underground, but no other job came close to paying him enough to support his family and to continue to live in his hometown. You might remember his story from our show a few weeks back. It was part of a series from West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Inside Appalachia podcast called Struggle to Stay. So how's it going for Dave Hathaway now? Here's the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier.
I visited Dave about a month after he started back at the mine. He dropped the 20 pounds he put on during his year of unemployment and had shaved off his beard, which had gotten pretty wild by the end of the year. Was it hard, I asked, getting back into the swing of things?
It wasn't. I mean, you close your eyes and open them, you could think you're at the Emerald. I mean, other than the guys, you know what I mean? I mean, my whole crew's all young guys, like 25, I think 24, 20, 27. It's like the oldest guy on my crew.
At Emerald, Dave had pretty high seniority. He was operating equipment above ground. Generally, the further away from the place they're mining the coal, the better. Whatever seniority Dave had at Emerald went away when the mine shut down. At his new mine, Dave was back at the bottom of the totem pole, even beneath the 20-year-olds he was working next to. He was working the section, the active part of the mine where they cut into new rock with a huge machine called a continuous miner. He handled advancing the mine's ventilation system at the face of the coal seam.
I mean, all I do is pretty much I stand up at the miner all day, 8 hours. Well, 9.5 hours. It gets pretty boring. Same thing every goddamn day.
Dave said it was hard to adjust, not just to the physically demanding parts of the job, but the hours.
Them first 2 weeks were ridiculous, man. I was beat.
Every week, he has to work a different shift. 1 week on daylight, another on afternoons, and another midnight.
Yeah, midnight. That was the first midnight shift I've worked in over a year. That was pretty brutal.
Dave was sitting at his kitchen table. It's one of those high tables you sit at with tall chairs. He walked across the kitchen to blow his nose. The Kleenex was black. He and Ashley want to move, not out of Greene County, just a little outside of city limits. They live in town and want a house with some land on it. Coal mining is the best way he can afford to do this. But in the back of his mind, he's still wondering, how long will this last? For years, coal mines have been getting more coal out of the ground with fewer and fewer workers, and the country is simply using less of it than it used to. In 2015, Pennsylvania's coal mines produced the lowest amount of coal in the state since 1894. Dave wonders, what happens when the longwall machine finishes the section of coal they're currently mining?
And, I mean, they're so short, too. Like, the longwall just, it's going to rip through them.
He's saying that maybe there's just not much coal left to mine, and maybe he'll get laid off when the machines reach the end of the coal seam.
Kind of thinking it might happen again, like, because, I mean, I don't know, but we'll see when it happens. Ride it out again.
He says he'll probably be underground the rest of his time at Cumberland.
Yeah, I'll be underground probably the rest of a career there. Which, I mean, I'm not mad about it, but it does suck.
I ask him, what would he do if he could do anything else?
I don't think I could do anything else now.
Really? You could do stuff.
I could, yeah. I mean, it'd probably be, I don't know. Yeah, it's probably where I have to be. I don't know if I'd want to do anything else. I mean, I tried. No one would hire me. So, yeah. I mean, everyone else thinks I'm just a stupid coal miner too, I guess.
Dave has a pointed sense of humor. It's kind of like a coping mechanism, a way of saying, ah, screw it. He often jokes with Ashley that someday he'll move into a van and just live there. He says it so often, it's hard to tell whether he's joking or not. Ashley brings Deacon into the kitchen and sits the baby on Dave's lap while she washes up some dishes.
What'd you do with Grandma today?
Deacon is now 5 months old, and he's up to 20 pounds. The baby stares at my microphone and tries to touch it. It's got a fake fur windscreen that probably looks like a stuffed animal to Deacon.
Yeah. Hey, Daddy making that coal miner money now. You haven't seen that.
I ask whether they'd ever want to leave Greene County. Dave pauses, like it's a question he'd never spent too much time thinking about.
Yeah, but I don't think we'll move out of Greene County. We're stuck here. We're lifers.
Would you ever want to leave Greene County?
I don't know.
Dave says maybe once Deacon is in college, that maybe then they'll try and find somewhere else to live. Dave's son, Grant, is one of the big reasons why he doesn't want to leave. In a previous story, I've told you about Grant's wrestling match that Dave took me to, how he lost to a bigger, stronger, better wrestler. Well, Grant had another match that night. It would determine whether he moved on to the next round in his school's wrestling playoffs. He paced the floor of the gym while he waited for his turn to come up. Grant and another boy square off.
Get off your knees, Grant!
They're well matched, and neither of them can gain much of an advantage. Dave is in his seat just staring at Grant, who manages to go up by a point. Finally, the match ends. Grant ekes out a win. I give Grant a high five.
Good job, Grant. Excellent.
So how'd he do? That was really good.
Yeah, that was good.
Did he win?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 1-0. When he come out of bounds, that was an escape. Got one.
Ashley is there, carrying Deacon in on a car seat. So are Dave's father and stepmother. Dave roves around the gym, chatting with other dads and wrestling coaches. He knows a lot of the people in this room. Grant is beaming. The dejection he felt from losing that first match is gone, almost like it had never happened. He has a medal around his shoulders, which he keeps touching. That match was in March. In April, Dave suffered an injury when a rock fell from the ceiling inside the mine and hit his knee. He was on workers' compensation for months while his knee healed. He had to have surgery for his meniscus, and the knee still hurts, adding to the various injuries he's suffered over the years, including an ache in his lower back from a previous coal mining accident. I visited Dave a few weeks ago at his house. He told me if he had gotten a different job when he was laid off, he wouldn't have gone back to coal mining. But that was kind of a moot point right now. He had a job at the mine. He had a paycheck. He had insurance for his family. And that night, he'd be headed back to work to take the midnight shift.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
You can read more about Dave Hathaway's struggle to stay at AlleghenyFront.org. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Inside Appalachia follows six people as they decide whether to stay or go in the Struggle to Stay series. You can listen at Inside Appalachia Podcast or visit wvpublic.org. ¶¶